Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here, folks. Dr. Robert Grady has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He is he's an expert in marketing. He's an educator, has been for a long time, and he is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, a new updated version, the third edition. He's our good friend, Rob Grady. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back, as always, Rob. You know, Rob, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is helping people understand or helping them make a decision if they're in the middle of the decision about whether to go with print to reach out and touch your customers or whether to go digital. And I'll tell you a quick little story. In 1999, I was in the process of starting my e-zine, my own newsletter. And I had several, this was 99, I had several friends who were doing newsletters, and they were printing them. They were mailing them, they were on the show, and we were talking about what they were doing and how they were doing it. And they were, you know, and I've been around publishing a long, long time, so I knew what they were up to, and I knew what kind of money they were spending and everything. Well, when I launched mine, I made the decision just to go digital. And so I launched it in 99, and it's been digital ever since. And every one of my friends who had newsletters, every one but one converted to digital very soon after that.
Well, there are certain advantages to digital, Jim, as you might imagine. You save on postage and printing and all sorts of other savings. The downside is that people are inundated with e-newsletters.
Right.
And the open rate is very minimal.
Right.
And, you know, I've been doing newsletters for years and years in the olden days, as we like to say, pre-digital. I've been working with newsletters for clients that have internal newsletters, for example. One client I have has distribution centers all over the country. Well, in order to communicate with them, we send out a newsletter, and we tell them all of the various things that are happening. In that kind of an instance, digital works fine. It's an informational newsletter that goes to employees who are required to know that information, so they pretty much have to open the newsletter to find it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're talking to customers, then it's optional. And that's the big question. Do you go to the expense of printing a newsletter and mailing it and the postage cost that accompanies that, or do you send it to them in an digital fashion, like a PDF file or an e-newsletter of some sort, and hope that they open it? What is the incentive for them to open it? Well, it depends on how well it's written and the kind of information.
And how much you have to say is relevant to them.
Exactly. Whether or not it's relevant and whether you hit that moment of relevance that they're seeking. Now, when you do that, a lot of it has to do, we've discovered in some of the clients that I've worked with, we've discovered that it has to do with how often the newsletter comes. If you're writing a newsletter that only comes once a quarter, for example, and you're sending it out digitally, the chances of it getting opened drop dramatically.
In fact, the one example I told you about of the person who's still doing print, that is a quarterly report.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do a couple of newsletters for clients right now on a quarterly basis, and we do them in print.
Yeah.
And we have discovered in our market research, we just conducted research a few months ago and discovered that more than 80% read the news, at least a portion of the newsletter. We even held a contest. We put little trivia points in there. We held a contest.
Yeah.
And we started asking questions about what that trivia was, and we discovered that 80% of the people were getting the answers correct.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, okay, the people are reading our newsletter.
Right.
A lot of that, of course, Jim, as you might imagine, has to do with the content and whether or not
right.
it's interesting and those sorts of things.
Well, I agree with the quarterly thing. I agree. I think you're right about that. I think the frequency has a lot to do with which way you do it. There's another thing. If you're doing a frequent, we haven't missed a weekly edition with my newsletter since November of '99, but it allows me actually, mine goes out on Sunday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and late afternoon when I think people are starting to get ready, starting to think about the next week, you know, coming up.
And how do you sign up for that?
You just go to my website. That's all you have to do. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Just, yeah. It's right there.
On your plug here, Jim.
Thank you. Right there on the homepage. But the thing is that I can make final adjustments right up until the moment we push the button and say send.
Correct. And I have a weekly newsletter, or I call it my 30-second marketing
right.
tips, and I know you're on the list.
It's weekly, and how do you sign up for that, Rob?
How do you sign up for that? You go to my website, Robert Grady, and it's spelled G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com, and go to the tips page, and you can sign up for those free tips. And it's with mine, it's 30 seconds. So my open rates are off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typical open rates when you get your Google Analytics and whatnot,
right.
open rates might be anywhere from 6% up to about 12 or 15, and mine are in the 30s.
Wow.
So I'm very, very glad to do an e-newsletter, but I think a lot of it, Jim, has to do with the frequency. E-newsletters and digital communications get open more frequently if it's on a regular basis. Your
mm-hmm.
newsletter comes out weekly,
yep.
so people are accustomed to seeing it every Sunday in their
mm-hmm.
inbox.
Yep.
Same with mine. I send mine out Sunday evenings.
And also, not only frequent, but on time and dependable.
Yes. Yes, dependable.
Because I've known people who've done e-zines and you know, they'd get around to it and they'd actually sometimes they'd apologize. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't been. You know, if people get on a schedule, don't they?
Yeah, it's kind of like getting Christmas cards in March.
Right. Well, but the thing is, if you're not going to do an e-zine because it's too much. I mean, if you're not going to do a distribution to your folks. Because it's too expensive or too much trouble if you're doing a print version, then, you know, then do an electronic version. To me, I think you're right. I think Rob, the frequency has a lot to do with that.
Well, let's explore a couple of facts.
Hold on to that thought, Rob. We're going to come back
yeah.
and talk about that this a little bit more. And Rob's got some social media research that we're going to talk about right after these messages. Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition, wherever books are sold, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.